You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. My name is Fabiola Giordani, and I'm super excited about today's episode because today we're going to be talking about the six steps to go from crickets to sold out with your next launch. So if you've heard my story about Launch Zero, I thought I was doing what I needed to do, but I essentially didn't, and I launched the crickets. And I believe that not all launches are created equal. I've had launches where my results weren't as great. They weren't what I expected, and I want to help you eliminate that, right? Because oftentimes we go into launches, we feel like we're ready, and then we put it out there, and we don't get the results that we want, and that's because you're not following these six steps, okay? So post-launch zero, I had my first official launch, which generated 23K in 15 days, and I've had multiple five-figure launches and six-figure launches as well following these six steps. So I want to share this with you so that we can demystify profitable launches all together. Okay. So let me just share with you that this works if you are selling one-on-one services, if you're selling a course, if you're selling a high-end group program, if you're selling a high-end membership or a membership program, this will work. So if you are launching a package or offer out there, whether it's a one-on-one or a group offer, you can definitely use these six steps to get results. All right. So let's dive in. So first I want to share with you this. Your launches should be doing three simple things for you. And if it's not doing these three things, you are doing this wrong. So please remember this. Number one, your launch should be building your brand, building your notoriety, getting you seen as the expert that you are, right? Even if you are launching something you've launched before, it needs to be building your brand, okay? Number two, it should be building your community. So new eyes, new ears. And it should also, number three, be building your bank account. So launches should be doing these three things that are the three core benefits of launching. If it's not doing that, you're doing this wrong, so you need to listen to this entire episode, okay? So let's dive in. Step number one is to get clear. Clarity is important. Now you might be listening to this and say, well, I'm clear. I know what I want to do. I know what I want to sell. I know who I want to talk to when I'm selling and who I'm selling to. I often get that, especially when I'm like selling my my program launch and slave. People are like, I don't need this module because I'm clear. And then they get in, they do the work. I'm like, oh, no wonder why my last launch didn't do so well. No wonder why this is happening, right? Oftentimes we think I'm super clear, right? But I want to share with you what you're doing to sell a high-end launch or a high-end offer. It's kind of different than what you're going to be doing to sell your course. And someone who wants to be in a group program is also a different person than someone who wants one-on-one connection and one-on-one work, right? Doesn't mean that someone who wants one-on-one won't want to join a group program. It just means that the conversation is different. So clarity is important. So here's some things you need to get clear on. So number one is who you are, your values, what you're passionate about, because I often see people launch things for the sake of launching an offer, right? I've seen people launch courses because I need to get out of the one-on-one racket. I just want to stop doing one-on-one work and I want to just launch something. So they just put something out there. They're not really excited about it. They're not really excited to deliver it. And they get mediocre results because it wasn't something they were really excited about, right? And excitement doesn't always equal profit. Let me be clear. But it is an indicator that you're on the right path for what you're about to share with the world, right? So that also means that because you're excited and because you're really good at this thing, you're going to also be able to deliver incredible results for your clients as well, right? That's the goal of having something that you're passionate about, that's connected with your values, and that's connected with the results that you bring to the world, right? So get clear about that. Number two, your audience, right? Get clear about that. I always hear people say, I'm good. I know who my audience is. And then when we do the work, we get really clear and it's like, oh my gosh, I've been talking to the wrong people this whole time. I've had clients who I've worked with who've been in business for 5 years and they were getting results before me, right? But as soon as we identify who they're really meant to work with and get really clear about what they want to offer, it created a dynamic change in their business, okay? And so don't resist things just because you feel like you know something already, because when you, the person who wants to be in a group program or a course, it's not just the knowledge that they're getting, it's not just the transformation, but most of the time they're also looking for community, right? They're also looking for a way to connect with other people who are moving in the world just like they are as well, right? And so you have to remember that. And then your offer, right? What you're selling, get super clear about what that is, its benefits, its transformations, and why you're putting this out there, right? It's not just, hey, I get you step-by-step strategy to get these results, but why are you putting this thing together? Why do you want to serve the world in that way? And then lastly, your launch strategy, right? People often do the spaghetti on the wall method because they're like, I just want to do this because it sounds great. I'm just going to put it out there, right? The way that you sell your one-on-one work is completely different than how, well, not 100%, but there are some differentiators when it comes to launching something in a group format. So you have to get clear. Number two, step number two is to get consistent. Yeah, I said it. I'm calling you out. You need to get consistent. A lot of us are not actually consistently marketing our programs and our work consistently already. So imagine if you grow your email list, you don't say anything to them for 6 months, and you're like, hey, girl, want to buy my stuff? And then you wonder why no one actually bought anything. That's because most entrepreneurs, the average entrepreneur, they're not actually marketing consistently, and that needs to change in general in your business. But when you're getting ready to launch something, it's important for you to start warming up your audience, getting in front of them, connecting with them, right? They understand you have a life. They understand you're building a business, but you have to also understand that you are selling to human beings. Even if you were selling a dog training class, right? You're not selling to the dog, you're selling to the owner, right? And you have to connect with the owner so that they know that this thing you're going to sell them into is important. It's going to help their baby be trained, right? So you really have to get consistent with your marketing. You have to get consistent with showing up. And that consistency is not just for your current audience, but consistently showing up so that you can attract new audiences. Which brings me to step number three, build your audience. It is important that you are building your audience. Remember, it should be building your community, right? Step two of a profitable and successful launch is building your community. And that means new eyes and new ears, right? So you don't have to have a massive list when you're launching something, but you also need to consider that you have to get in front of new people because there are people out there who are genuinely interested in your work that are ready to buy, but they don't know about you because you're still talking to the same people over and over again. And it doesn't mean that your current audience won't actually take action. In fact, you should be doing, under the build your audience section, you should be waking up your current audience, right? And also getting new people in the door. And that means that you are, putting yourself out there, you're growing your list, you're building or creating content that's going to attract the right people. One of the best ways to build your audience is by doing a webinar because it does help you build that know, like, and trust factor quicker. It does help you showcase your expertise and it helps you sell people into your methodology. But there is a key to this. There has to be some prep work that you do prior to that, right? There has to be some things that you need to be doing prior to that so that it can convert a lot better. Because oftentimes people will see so-and-so, like Sally, do an ad and they're added to their webinar. Then bam, they have a six-figure launch and you're like, I did that and it didn't work. Why? Because that brings me to step number four. You need to prime your audience because guess what? Sally has actually primed her audience before she got on that webinar. So she's been building her audience previous to that. She's been priming her audience. If you don't know what priming your audience is, it's just essentially building that connection with your audience. So an example of this is if you go on a date with someone for the first time, then they get on their knees and it's like, hey, will you marry me? And you don't even know their last name, you're most likely not going to say yes. That's how your audience feels, right? So when you see Sally do an ad to her webinar and it converts, that's because she has been showing up in front of those people consistently and connecting with them and building that know, like, and trust factor. And that's going to help you do that. But there's a specific way to do that in order for you not to end up being a content factory, right? Because we don't have time for that. We're running businesses. But also a way that feels good to you and that's going to actually convert for your audience, all right? So priming your audience is important. Step number five is share your message. So when I started my business, one of the reasons why I was I wasn't really getting the results that I wanted 100% when I first started coaching, not when I started FabioLaJanari.com. And that was because I wasn't clear on my message and I wasn't sharing my message consistently. Once I got clear on my message and I started sharing my message consistently and I launched this current business that I'm in, I was able to get incredible results because your message is a key way to attract the right people into your world, right? If you are showing up and sharing your message consistently and people know what you stand for, it's going to be very good for your business. It's going to make a big difference in, you know, you having to pull people in and like, oh my gosh, buy this, then you just showing up and actually they know what you stand for. They know what you're about. I read somewhere that people aren't buying, I think it was a quote, I don't remember who said it, but people aren't buying just what you, your work, right? They're not just buying your product and your strategy. They're buying you, right? They're buying from you. They're buying you and what you stand for. And that's important, right? Because we need to get clarity around that message and we need to showcase that message. I want you to do a self-check with yourself. How often are you telling people what you stand for, right? Do they know why you're putting this work out there, right? Because anyone can get strategy from anywhere else, right? But if you want to build that bond with your audience, they need to know your message. And that is important for you to consistently be doing. And step six, it's about showing up and selling. So I've had so many instances in my own business where I didn't do that. But when I did, and when I did it consistently, and when I am doing it consistently now, right? It really makes a difference in your business. So when you are launching something, I hear people say this all the time, well, I don't want to bother my audience. I want to just send them a few emails and that's it. First of all, you have to get over the fact that people are going to unsubscribe. I run ads as a part of growing my list and my community, right? And so I used to be really bothered that people would be opting out. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're opting out. Because it costs me money to bring in those leads, right? But then I realized what's happening is they're making room for the ideal people to join. So if let's say I did a launch and 300 people opt out, but I gain 2,000 new opt-ins, I am actually winning, right? I'm saying goodbye to 300 people who weren't really interested and weren't going to buy from me anyways. And inside of my program, Launch Display, part of my framework is showing you exactly how to show up and sell and doing it in a way that's actually going to convert to your audience, right? And really building that connection with people, but also building the confidence in you. Because what I see is a lot of people saying, well, I don't want to bother my audience. I don't want to overwhelm my audience. And it's like, I can't tell you how many times I've launched and I've had like, you know, those last minute emails and someone's like, oh, thank you so much for sending that. Like, I totally forgot. I got busy today and I've been wanting to check it out. And I so appreciate this last minute email because I'm in that, right? So while you think like, oh, I'm bothering people, you need to show up. And it's not just in your emails, you need to show up on social. I was that person who would just post a few times. Now we're fighting an algorithm, right? So if you're not, let's say, for example, you're not running ads for your first launch, you need to be posting that thing consistently. People need to be seeing you talk about it like nobody's business, right? And showing up in other ways. So building your authority is really important. Inside of Launch Display, I talk about how you can build your authority, not just in your own community, not just through your own way in terms of ads, but really reaching out to other communities that has your ideal audience as well. And so it's important for you to build your authority as a leader. And that's why focusing on one incredible program that will really create transformation and impact in the world is important and going hard for that program, right? And so I want to share with you that it's important for you to show up and do it consistently, and you have to sell, right? Don't just post just for the sake of posting. Sell your work, because how will people know that you are launching something if you're not telling them? And if you're telling them just a few times and then that's it, that's not enough. So when you are thinking about, oh my gosh, my last launch didn't really go so well, I launched the crickets, I didn't really make the sales, consider the fact that you may have not done all of this, or you may have missed one of these steps and you need to go back and make those changes for your next launch. So I hope this helps. Remember, I promise to keep this podcast bite-sized so you can go out there and execute. I would love for you to join me on Instagram at fabiolo.giordani and let me know which one of these steps you're going to be implementing right away, right? I want you to take action, so share with me over on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. And of course, if you'd like this episode, share it with a friend. And of course, leave me a rating and let me know how you're liking the content that I'm sharing here. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time. Bye, gorgeous. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you are ready for a simple and proven process to launch and fill your premium offers, then I want to invite you to apply for VIP coaching with me, where we're going to work together on selling out your offer so that you can create more freedom in your business. Go to the link in the show notes and learn more and apply. I'll see you there. Bye, gorgeous.